hello, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kamit. And we're all familiar with the biblical story of Jesus being brought a harlot and told to condemn her in front of a group of people. And he ended up asking her accusers to not judge her for her actions because they were not perfect themselves. And this is a really good lesson that we've had in the Bible for thousands of years now, yet it seems like it's one of those things that is so easy to forget not to do, especially if we think we have good intentions for judging someone. Riley Lewis is an LDS blogger who now lives in the UK, and he wrote a post recently about the importance of not judging other people, especially those with similar beliefs to us, but who may choose to live those beliefs differently than we do. And Riley joins us on the phone today from England. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
So what have you seen or experienced in your life that inspired you to write this post about not judging others?
Well, for starters, being judgmental is something I personally need to work on, and this project gave me an excuse to try and improve one of my own weaknesses. Secondly, I've had a few close friends who either stopped attending church or have found it very difficult to keep going, in part because they feel uncomfortable being surrounded by those who they feel have judged or bullied them in the past. When I started seeing similar unkind words being said on social media, I decided to look into the issue further and see what the scriptures and church leaders have said on the matter.
Yeah, it was really well researched, and I loved all the quotes that you used from biblical examples of different stories and then quotes from LDS prophets. I thought it was really, really well done. And you mentioned in your post that sometimes people think they are doing the right thing or that they have good intentions by judging and condemning someone for living differently than they choose to do. And why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. First of all, I think that most of the time we do this, we feel an actual desire to help the person we're correcting. For example, if I interpret a gospel principle or a commandment in a certain way, and that brings me happiness, when someone chooses a different path, it's easy to feel like I'm helping that person by showing them a better way. I also think, particularly where social media is concerned, there's a genuine desire to protect the impressionable, especially the young, the youth of the church. We often try to tear down those we think are bad examples so that others aren't negatively influenced by them. In both cases, the difficulty arises when we interpret gospel principles in a certain way and assume that our interpretation is the only one that's valid. Then when others' practice or interpretation differs from our own, we assume their actions and attitudes might be sinful and wrong, which is not always the case.
Mm-hmm. It goes back to that whole mote in someone's eye and the beam in your own eye type thing. It's all about our perspective and our experiences that frame kind of how we see others and how we judge certain behaviors. You mentioned also that several people, aside from Christ, who we deem as heroes and righteous examples from the scriptures or church history, have all made mistakes of their own. And I love all these examples that you shared, but what was the biggest life lesson that you learned from doing this type of research and digging into these people's lives?
Well, aside from not being too harsh when someone makes a mistake, I learned that God can use imperfect people to accomplish wonderful things. Elder Holland once said that except in the case of his only perfect begotten son, imperfect people are all God has ever had to work with. And for me personally, the more I learn about some of Joseph Smith's weaknesses, the more I admire how much the Lord was still able to accomplish through him in spite of all those weaknesses. It makes me feel like there's some hope for me and my weaknesses as well.
I mean, a lot of people struggle with that. They struggle with the fact that Joseph Smith was mortal and that he made mistakes or corrected things that he once said. But I guess for me, and having served a mission in a church history site, I've heard about all these things and I know all these things about Joseph Smith. I guess his weaknesses for me show me more than ever that God is in charge of this church. And if it was all up to these imperfect people, the church and the goodness that the LDS church does would have failed a long time ago. But because God's in charge, that's how we succeed. Because judging someone else can be such a natural knee-jerk reaction, and you mentioned that you struggle with this yourself, and I definitely struggle with this, what advice would you give to someone who is trying to figure out how to overcome this judgmental nature?
Well, I think the first thing we can all do is learn to practice empathy. Just realize that the person we may want to judge is in a completely different circumstance than us. Mm-hmm. We don't know what backgrounds, life conditions, or even inspiration others might be following when they make different choices than we do. I try to imagine what others would have said if they'd learned what Abraham was planning on doing when he went to sacrifice his son Isaac. I think it probably would have looked pretty bad on social media. However, they didn't know his private circumstances. If we can just pause and step back and take some time to think, I think we'll all realize that a person may have very good reasons to do what they're doing. Maybe it's wrong and maybe it isn't, but that's not ours to judge.
That's really great. How has your understanding or your testimony of the Savior been affected by all of this research and the writing that you've done on this topic?
I'm reminded of how merciful he really is, of how much he watches us struggle and fail over and over again and still is always inviting us back, always welcoming us home. I think that's a very wonderful message and lesson.
And if we're trying and singing about trying to be like him, then we need to exemplify that same type of compassion and understanding that he has. So
Great
to talk to you, Riley. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. And he said, "God sees us as we truly are, and he sees us worthy of rescue." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.